1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
If you're over a barrel or under suspicion, in a state of confusion or a state of remission, if you're between jobs or up a creek, too poop to pop or on a hot streak, rest assured you're not all alone. So is this guy, but you won't hear him moan. He's the guy in the hat. He's out on a limb. He's our guest of honor, Fireman Jim!
Fireman Jim is 1023.
Morning, Fireman Jim. Before we get started,
back with a 10 code.
I told you I was going to give
hard
up.
Hard habit to break.
He's old school.
I am old school.
He's not going to give up
on
that.
Give up.
Before we get into that, Fireman Jim, I just want to say that was maybe some of your finest work there for the Fireman Jim intro.
Well, gee, Fireman Jim, what emergency situation are you here to cover
today? Well, you guys aren't from this, weren't raised in the city of Milwaukee, but what are one of the sounds of summer that you
and
remember from being a
kid? I regret that, Fireman Jim.
Sounds of summer?
What's one of the sounds
screen
of
doors opening and slam and shut?
Yes,
I remember that.
Very
that's,
good.
That's very distinctive.
Oh, a summertime sound that I remember? Here, let me just recreate it for you. This is a summertime sound from Bob's childhood.
Get outside and play! You kids are driving me crazy! I can't wait for school to start again!
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was
the sounds of summer, as I recall.
That's a true sound of summer, correct.
Yeah.
Get out!
You're going to watch cartoons all day.
Right. Well, now it's video games. Back then it was the cartoons.
Brian remembers the screen door. Yeah. Maybe the lilting call of the of a robin. Yeah. On the as the sun rose.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
No.
No. Well, one of my memories is, of course.
You're drunk again, aren't you?
Mom, I'm not drunk.
Only 13.
I don't think that was a summer sound, though, right?
That's a year-round sound, isn't it?
I was trying to just isolate summer.
Well, one of my sounds was, of course, the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coming, or you could hear from miles. My kids can pick it up now from miles away.
Turkey in the straw.
Yeah. Well, in our neighborhood, right, exactly.
Is that what they play in Washington, Steve? Is that the same song? Is that Universal?
That's the pedophile truck, yep. They also sell ice cream.
Well... Exactly.
Yeah.
See,
that's that hard edge East Coast attitude he has. Not as genteel as the Midwesterners.
Bitter. Wow.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever heard of the licensing procedures to operate an ice cream truck? Do they have a union? Is there a school for it? Do the trucks look well maintained? Okay, thank you. Call me the jerk. Refute those points.
Basically,
touché.
If you have a truck and a box of ice cream, you can get a license, right?
And a boom box.
Right, right.
A copy of Turkey in the Straw, right.
Back about a year ago in our area of firefighting, we had a little turf war going on between a couple rival fire truck.
Ice cream guys
ice cream
were
guys,
throwing down?
Yeah, it was the Pop Goes the Weasel guys versus the Entertainer. Right, that guy. So we get a call one early evening for a car fire. And we pull up, and it's a fully involved ice cream truck. You know, burning.
Fried ice cream.
Yeah, burning. Wow. With the music playing. Not,
baked
you know,
Alaska.
Kinda, it was the Pop Goes the Weasel truck kind of going, you know, and of course, as the fire burned, it kind of started going slower. And then the horn went off. And right.
Like you were on LSD.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ice cream pictures on the side of the truck kind of melting away.
Sure.
So it was doing just the opposite of what it was supposed to do, Fireman
right.
Jim.
Right.
It wasn't cool and refreshing and fun.
It was hot and sticky and not so much fun.
Imagine how disturbing. Ooh. Imagine how disturbing.
And the
that
kids
was
were
for
horrified.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
For a
that's
6-year-old
be one of the worst things to see when you're
right because they can't run. They can still hear the music. They're running up.
That'd
ice
be like.
Cream.
That'd be like
not so much
seeing Santa Claus pass out or something,
right? Or seeing Mickey Mouse's head come off at
right,
Disney World,
right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't good. And of course, the guy was there, upset as all can be. I won't tell you what he was saying, but he was not too happy.
Wasn't
he's
very
like
ice cream, like I.
I know who did this. I know who did this.
Really?
Because you could hear coming around the block, circling like vultures, the entertainer guys. They weren't coming close, but they were kind of circling around. So you knew what was going on. He knew what was going on for sure. So we put the fire out, all was well, till later on.
Was all the ice, was a total loss
total
as far
loss.
As ice cream?
Yeah, we couldn't save anything.
That's the sad part, all
that
the ice cream.
That was the sad part, exactly.
Not even a drumstick or a or creamsicle. Or
maybe a half a bomb pop, because those are huge, and they'll last for a while in the heat.
Those.
All those $6 ice cream bars ruined.
Gone. So about an hour later, we get a call for a shooting.
They wanted you to come and shoot someone?
No, we responded to somebody.
No, see, Brian, you got a little backwards.
We got
there.
A call for a pizza, I know.
Good point. Good
Palermo's
point.
Would run a pizza out there.
Right. No, man shot. So we stage a block away. We got it for police to come, obviously, to secure the scene. And sure enough, we can see, you know, two blocks away that it's an ice cream truck. And we wait for the cops
man
to come.
Down at
awesome.
Ice cream.
That is awesome. It's like Vendetta. It's like the old
right,
country.
Right. A Vendetta. So we're on stage. We're like, oh.
A good humor man down.
Oh. So we asked the cub with the good eyes, what do you see? Okay, we got the ice cream truck. Sounds like he's playing the entertainer, so it's the rival gang. Police show up. They flag us in. We get in there. He's winged. He's barely grazed in the arm. You know.
Flesh wound.
Bullet holes.
But still.
And the truck, though. I mean, it's like, it was, you know, he was probably pulling over, and guys came by and do.
Yeah, just that busted dreamsicle metal sound. Yeah.
Fly up. Drumsticks fly. Whoa,
pulls
hey.
For your push up.
And so we're attending to him, and the guy's like, you know, it was the guy in the other ice cream truck.
Yeah. So the entertainer is under attack
by the Pop Goes the Weasel
guy. Weasel guy, yeah.
Right. And these ice cream truck drivers aren't too bright, I guess.
You know
because
what song I'm going to play? Pop Goes the Entertainer right now.
You figure after you do that, you want to turn off your music and stealthily creep away.
Yeah, get away.
You can hear in the distance, Pop Goes the Weasel, so you know he's around.
What, he still had the music? I thought his truck was melted.
No, there's
no,
like
there's
three trucks.
Oh.
There's a bunch
it's
of
a
trucks.
Fleet. It's yeah, a fleet of trucks,
oh
Brian.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can hear one in the distance, and he tells the cop it was Pop Goes the Weasel guy. So apparently when he was pulling up on him, he was playing his music, and he heard him coming, and bam, 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 then drove away real fast.
Well, as fast as an ice cream truck will go.
Which actually we find out later, because the cops had to chase this guy down, they can kind of move pretty
really?
Quick. Yeah, because we could hear the cop take off. And we could hear the music, you know. Hear it again.
But doesn't the music go with the speed of the car? Like if the if
no,
the,
no.
Oh,
no.
I thought
that
it was,
would be
that
better.
Would be better.
That would be because that's what we would have heard.
Sure.
Because in the distance we could hear it get louder and louder. We're like, oh, he's coming towards us now. So, and I was cop chasing him down, pulled him over, threw him out.
It was the guy. It was they got
they arrested
their man
him.
Out.
I guess it was him. So he. Arrested.
Gee, Fireman Jim, and there all were this no turf ice war, do you wind up with any ice cream at all then?
There was no more ice cream the rest of the summer.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, that sucks for everybody.
Yeah, because they couldn't get along.
Because two rival ice cream, you know, that $20
so then
corner.
Nobody gets anything. That's no good.
No, it's quite sad. It's sad for the children. Really, it comes down to the children.
It is.
Again, and who paid
who
for
are
it?
They again?
Who paid the price?
Yeah, the children.
It's always the children.
Right.
It's always
Holy
the children.
Holy cow, Fireman Jim.
Yeah, so be careful when you're getting those ice creams today from the ice cream. It's going to be 95 today.
It's
so
gonna be hot.
And ice cream truck drivers, can't we all just get along? Really.
We really should. For the children.
It's for the children. You're right.
I love when the ice cream guy comes by on a 40-degree day.
Fireman Jim, I am 1099.